Our guest this morning, first name's Chris, is that right?
Chris.
Chris Worthington is with us. Chris, good morning. Welcome to Good Morning Ozarks.
Good morning to you. Great to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you, and we look forward to talking with you about a film which is called
Multiplied,
and we'll get into all of that. But Chris, this morning, what we do on this program, it's a different interview than you probably get anywhere else, and that's we want to find out about you first, where you were born, grew up, things like that, a little bit of your faith story. So let's just dive into that. Where did it all start for you?
Yeah, so I grew up in Tampa, Florida, and I grew up kind of going to church on and off with my family, but I never really believed in Jesus, per se. And then I got to a point when I was 16 years old where I became really depressed, and everything kind of came to a head in my life. And then I was actually tricked into going to a Christian worship concert. And when I went to this worship concert, I had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ. In my disbelief, I encountered Christ. It's been 10 years now. It was November 22nd, 2013. And ever since then, I haven't been depressed one time. I've been completely set free.
Amen.
And ever since then, Jesus has been the Lord of my life.
Tricked into going to a concert. How did they do that to you? How did they do that to you?
You know, honestly, the way that he said it, it was my uncle actually who was a believer, and so he saw that I was going through a tough time in my life. I didn't know I was alive. I had all these questions, and he just said, "Hey, you got to come to this concert with me. The band is really, really good. Like you'll be blown away."
Yeah, you will. Well, so had music been a part of your youth?
Oh yeah, yes, for sure. And so the band, funny enough, I'll just say the band is Hillsong United.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ever since then, I'm a huge Hillsong fan. They're
sure.
Great music and good stuff.
That's
yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, there you go. Well, thanks to the uncle. I tell you, if you have to trick them to go with you, that's okay, because the Lord will meet you there. Wow, Chris, that's amazing. So you grew up in Florida, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How did film come on your radar screen?
Yeah, so when I was in middle school, I actually had a class about computer animation and filmmaking, and it kind of all started there. And I just had this kind of obsession, if you will, just for animation and filming things and things like that, and film storytelling. And so I loved that my whole life. And then I met Jesus, and I was like, you know what? I think what better to do than mix the two and make films about Jesus. And so that's now what I get the opportunity to do.
Well, how did... Go ahead.
Is Multiplied a animation?
So actually, Multiplied is a it's a five-part docu-series, but it's actually been converted into a theatrical feature that'll be running in movie theaters on May 20th and select theaters nationwide.
How did all of this come about? I mean, you're a fairly young guy. I think you're probably the age or even of one of our oldest grandsons or granddaughters.
Yeah.
And so how did that come about for you early? I mean, some of us struggle a long time before we get a goal like that.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I have to give all glory to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sometimes I don't know exactly how I got here. I was told that I'm the first Gen Z Christian film director to actually drop a movie in theaters.
Way
to
go.
I believe that's probably true.
Yeah. So yeah, number one, I want to give all glory to Jesus. But it really, after I had this encounter with Christ, going back to that, that's really, it's like he put this fire in me, and I needed to do something. I needed to tell people, like, Jesus is real. And the avenue to do that, for me at least, was film. So I guess I got started right when I was 16. So I got an early start.
Well, let's talk about this, Multiplied. You say it will drop in the theater. That's a young person's term, honey, drop. That means it'll actually show. We would have said open, you know, something like that. But it will be in the theaters on what day?
May 20th.
May 20th?
May 20th and 21st.
Now, before we get away and some folks have to leave us or whatever, tell me where we can find out on a website or something of that nature. Maybe they're not in Branson or Springfield or whatever, but they want to find out where it is going to be.
Yeah, so you could actually go to multiplythemovie.com, and you can actually pledge tickets completely for free. And all that means is that you're going to put your information in and just say first, last email, and I pledge to get two tickets here. And we can take that information, and then the AMC, Regal, Cinemark theaters then know, oh, you know what? This person wants this many tickets in this location, and they'll actually open up the theaters in that area when someone pledges tickets completely for free at multipliedmovie.com, and then tickets will be on sale soon, and you could go to the same address.
Now, that's an interesting way to do it. So what you're doing is you're sort of pre-selling. So you're telling a theater, we'll say in Branson or in Springfield or what have you, I want to go see this movie, and I will buy 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 tickets, whatever. And so with that, do you have to reach a certain level before they say, okay, Chris, come, your film can show here?
Honestly, from my understanding, even if there is just like 10 tickets in a certain area, they'll open up an auditorium in a theater.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's why we do that, because we want as many people to see it as possible.
I agree. Let's talk about the movie itself. What is it about? How did it come about? And give me kind of a preview. You're a live trailer for your movie, so go for it.
There we go. So after the passing of Billy Graham, it really affected me a lot because he was such an influential person in Christianity, and I had a question, who's going to replace him? Mm. And anyways, long story short, what I discovered is in my journeys around the world is not about replacing Billy Graham or replacing any famous evangelist anymore. It's about an entire generation of Holy Spirit evangelists sweeping the globe, preaching the gospel, being multiplied all over the world. And I believe that this is the future of evangelism. And it's about you and me going together now, hand in hand. And in short, that's what the film is about. And I travel to Nigeria, I travel to Brazil, I travel all over the globe, and I see these million-person crowds, these huge events gathering, all for Christ. And as it turns out, even though the media says Christianity is dying, what I discovered is it's actually growing all over the globe.
That's awesome. Did you do something here in the United States as well?
Yes. So actually, during the protests in 2020, we actually were going to a few of them in America, and we actually ended up going to one in Seattle called CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest or Autonomous Zone, CHAZ. And we went in there, and all the evangelists before us got kicked out, beat up. And wow. Anyways, we decided to go in after we saw that on Fox News. And we actually had favor when we went in there, and we led over 100 people to Christ, and we were baptizing people right in the middle of the protest in a kiddie pool that we bought at the CVS.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's a lot of people cry. A lot of people cry at that scene.
I'm sure.
That's my favorite scene, actually.
Absolutely. So as a documentary, then they follow you all over the place. Now, that took some funds. How did God bring in the funds for that?
Yeah, so God brought along executive producers that would help fund everything to travel the globe, and then as it turns out, apparently we've sent this to a lot of critics and a lot of people who review films in the Christian world and the secular world, and our response on Multiplied is really, really good. So everyone binges it. People usually end up telling us that they're weeping, crying, they laughed, they thought it was funny, that it was also sarcastic, it was very entertaining, so definitely really, really good responses all around. So again, all glory to God for that.
So how are you doing with the Gen Z crowd?
Yeah, so the Gen Z crowd, we actually did a focus group screening with the Gen Z crowd, and a lot of them actually weren't believers in any way, and they made that very clear. But after they watched it, they said, "Can we watch more?" And so when I got that response, because at the end of the day, I want to create something that's entertaining too. And because there's a lot of Christian content out there that it's moving, but maybe not for a secular audience. And so this is moving even for a secular audience because it's kind of edited. Maybe like, I guess the best way to say it would be like a Netflix docuseries or something. And so we really want everyone to come. We want non-believers to come. We want everyone to show up because we think you're actually going to enjoy it no matter who you are. And it's all about Jesus.
Amen. Now, is it streaming now in a different form? You said it was, you know, you did some things to bring it to theater, but you, and then you said that people have watched it. So how would they watch this now, and what's its, clear me up on its morphosis. How did it change? Did you do animated and it's streaming, or what, give me that detail.
Yeah, so those are just private focus group screenings. So that's just a closed room. Everyone signs a NDA so that no one can talk about it really except to us.
Right.
And so it's just a private focus group screening. So it's actually not available anywhere. It'll only be exclusively in theaters on May 20th. And then after that, we'll see where we go with it. But right now, it'll only be in theaters May 20th and theaters nationwide. But we have, of course, done focus group screenings just because, you know, we just want to get as many responses as possible before we finalize everything.
Absolutely. Well, is there any more cuts to do after those focus groups or any more scenes you need to massage or music you need to do? Or do you feel that it's polished and it's ready to go?
So from our responses, it's polished and ready to go. And actually, we do have an exclusive performance with Kim Walker Smith from Jesus Culture.
Oh, yeah.
That she's actually performing a exclusive song just for Multiplied. Mm. She actually saw it, and one of her tracks that she actually wrote fits the theme very well. And then also we have an exclusive performance from Hillsong Young and Free, funny enough. And they'll actually be performing a song only in theaters on May 20th, Kim Walker and Hillsong in theaters May 20th, just for Multiplied.
I figured Hillsong going to figure in there somewhere because, you know, what a great testimony, and people have come to know the Lord, especially in your age group. It's awesome, and that's cool. Are we looking ahead past this one, or what do you, you know, or what's on your horizon for doing other things film-wise?
So we just got picked up for seasons 2 and 3, there's a lot of really big distributors that that everyone knows, like the biggest in the world, that are already looking at Multiplied. So it looks like we're going to start filming season 2 of the show. And so that's exciting. That'll take place in Egypt and Africa and all over the globe. And we'll just continue documenting the move of God around the world. And so God's favor just keeps pouring out on this.
It's interesting that you mentioned Billy Graham and who replaces him, because I was trying to think of who I was listening to, but somebody that was a good friend of his was talking the other day and mentioned a chat they had shortly before he passed. And he was asked that question, who's going to replace you? And his very words fit right with what you were saying. It's not going to be a replacement of me or somebody like me to carry the torch. It's going to be Christians like Chris Worthington and other people, and Keith, and Kathy, and Darren, and Charlie. And it's not going to be a replacement of a Billy Graham. And I think that's awesome. It spreads out, and it gives you an opportunity to talk to somebody, maybe at work or maybe at the coffee shop. And, you know, you guys are big on Starbucks, so maybe it's at Starbucks, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we believe that I say it like this. We hit a date on God's calendar, and the time that we just hit, the date we just hit on his divine calendar is multiplication. It's no longer about just addition. It's about multiplying evangelists all over the world to preach the gospel, because that's how I believe the end time harvest is actually going to come in.
Amen. I agree.
You're an encouragement to us, Chris, because you're young and you're just on fire. And I appreciate that so much, because I think sometimes us folks that are more senior begin to be discouraged about our young folks. So thank you.
Yeah, Chris, we really appreciate you. And, you know, we've got some people of your age that listen, and maybe their folks turn it on and they can't get away from it or whatever. I don't know. But because Charlie and I are both in our 70s, and my wife's in this area with us. And so, you know, we don't always maybe communicate as well as we'd like to with Gen Zs. And we've got some listening, and I would like you to encourage them, because so many of them today, at least from our perspective where we're at, looking at their phones all the time, TikTok and all the other stuff, and we would love to have them multiply their faith. So speak to our young people. What is going on in your generation?
Yeah. So I'd say in Gen Z, there's a lot of confusion just in general out there. There's so many questions floating around, and I could just list tons of them. But I'll just say this: the TikTok Jesus is not Jesus. That's not Jesus. There's only one Jesus. It's the Jesus of the Bible. That is the only Jesus that there is. That's the Jesus that we're going to bow down to one day. Follow him. Jesus is actually real. He's actually real. He actually died for you 2,000 years ago. This all actually happened. It's the year 2024, because 2,024 years ago, Christ was born. You're living in his time. It's time to follow the living Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. He's actually real. And let me encourage you, something practical to do. Go online and maybe even just search Billy Graham and just put a Billy Graham sermon on. Or open up your Bible and just point to a verse and read it. Just do something Jesus actually sees, and he's going to show up. Just call out to him. Just actually call out to him, and he'll show up. I promise he did it for me, and he'll do it for you.
Amen. Amen. Chris, that's,
I love that.
That's great. Absolutely. And if you are listening this morning and you've got a young person in your family that's not listening this morning, you go to klfcradio.com later today, and Chris's podcast will be there, and you share that with them, because they need to hear that. And it is so confusing for your generation, Chris. I know when we grew up in the 50s and 60s and what have you, it was a little bit confusing then, and Elvis came out and people thought it was over for our generation, but we made it through. And then the Jesus Revolution in the 60s, I was in California just ahead of that, left in 67, but it just took off. And young people, I don't know how many times we hear that revival starts in young people, and I'm excited about Multiplied. I think that it is going to be a vehicle that folks can be tricked into going. That's okay. I got a movie, and you're going to love it. So your uncle could take you to a concert. I think somebody's uncle could take them, or aunt can take them to the movie. On the 20th of May, give me the website again where we can find out. Does that already list theaters that where it will be, or do you put in your zip and what have you? Work that through for me.
Yes, so the website is multipliedmovie.com, but I will say this: on March 29th, tickets actually go on sale. So at that point, you can actually go to fathomevents.com. Fathom Events, they're a huge name in the right. In the film world, oh, yeah. Movie theaters. And then you could actually put your zip code in, and it'll give you your closest theater near you.
All right. Super. We're going to put links to both of those websites, yours and Phantom, here on klfcradio.com so that folks can find them easier. So don't worry about not writing them down, but you can find them. Well, Chris, what have we missed? Who's in the – I guess I should talk about when you did the film did you have like a narrator, or did you have, you know, were we just seeing people?
Yeah. So, I'm actually the host of it.
Good.
So it's, it's definitely different. I'll say that. It's sarcastic. It's funny. It's definitely emotional. A lot of the interviews that we captured, it's fast paced. But I'm actually the host of it, and you travel with me from Brazil, from a it's called the Send. It's an actual sending stadium movement that takes place all over the world. And we actually start in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with the president of Brazil, and then from there we head to Nigeria to a 400,000 person gospel event. On the way to the event, we actually got shot at. Because these, I believe they were terrorists, actually. They knew who we were. So, anyways, that's a whole story, but if you want to see it, you'll see it in Multiplied. It's definitely entertaining.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It sounds a little dangerous, actually.
So what was the thing that surprised you the most? As you set out on this journey, you kind of have a thought or two, and you can make some connections and what have you, but when it's all said and done and you're sitting in the screening room and you turn to somebody and you say, you know, the most surprising thing about this was?
You know, here's what it is. It's actually what Reinhard Bonnke, I don't know if you know who
Bonnke
is. But
absolutely.
So this is actually, I guess I should have started with that because a lot of people don't know who he is in America, but this is actually the story of Reinhard Bonnke on camera. So while we document the story of Reinhard Bonnke and his life, we're actually kind of showing his life and legacy and then the future after him, after Billy Graham. And it's through that kind of lens. But one thing that I learned is what something Reinhard Bonnke I heard say, the Holy Spirit actually wants to move all over the world and is moving all over the world. Wherever you go, I've been to Guatemala, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, Nigeria, Ghana, Israel, you name it, Tanzania, Ethiopia. The list just keeps going. I have seen the Holy Spirit move when the gospel is preached. It's literally as simple as that, and it was actually shocking to me because it becomes a cliche, but then when you actually see it for yourself all over the world in the same way, the Holy Spirit moving, it kind of shocked me, and it pretty much brought me to tears. It was like, wow, this actually is his agent to save people moving. So I'd say that's the one takeaway.
Let's give folks the 60-second talk about who Reinhard Bonnke was for those folks who don't know.
Yeah, so Reinhard Bonnke, he's like the Billy Graham of Africa. He actually preached to 79 million people face-to-face in Africa. Actually, the number's higher than that. There's actually 79 million turned-in decision cards.
Yes.
So the number's actually way higher than that.
Sure.
But the actual physical written-in, I have decided to follow Jesus decision cards in Africa, were 79 million. And a lot of people have actually seen videos of his crowds, but they actually don't know who he is. But if you've ever seen a huge crowd of 3 million people, like an ocean of humanity in Africa, that's a Reinhard Bonnke crowd.
Yes.
And he's just preaching the straight gospel. And it's funny because, Reinhard, even when he was invited to Muslim countries, the presidents would, even the Muslim presidents would invite him in to do these crusades, because when he would do the crusades, the crime would actually drop. The crime in Lagos dropped substantially after he did a crusade, every time he would do a crusade. And it's just funny, wherever the gospel goes, you know, there's safety and there's the crime drops. It's funny how that works.
And Jesus.
But in short, that's who Reinhard is. He's a huge African evangelist.
And Jesus shows up. We just said goodbye to a gentleman here in our area, Cecil Todd, that has been in the ministry for over 70 years, visited all over, had huge congregations. Like, I was the only one to be invited to preach on Red Square in Russia years ago, and just an amazing ministry. And that same thing that you're talking about, you could look up Revival Fires and see what ministry he had. And I think a lot of that, what Billy Graham said, is true. It's passing from an individual like that to spread the gospel to Chris, to Keith, to Kathy, to Darren, Charlie, and individuals. And we appreciate your time this morning and bringing us up to date on Multiplied. It will be in theaters on the 20th of May. Give me the websites one more time that we can go to reserve our tickets and then to buy tickets.
So you can go to multipliedmovie.com right now to reserve tickets. And then tickets, when tickets go on sale on March 29th, you can go to fathomevents.com.
Well, when you get the Director of the Year award in a few years, if not now, you just invite us to your ceremony, because we want to see you stand up there and give your speech, because I know it will include, "I give all the glory and honor to the Lord." And I appreciate you. Chris, thank you.
Amen. Thank
Chris,
you.
This has
thank
been
you
wonderful.
So much.
You are refreshing, my friend. Go out there and get them Gen Z.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
All right.
This
God bless
amazing.
You. Thank you.
God bless you, too.